It's Wendy Snyder here, in for John Landecker, and I am so happy to introduce Bill Snyder. Bill!
Wendy!
I'm such a fan of yours.
And likewise, you know, any time that we get to have the Snyder show, you know, it warms my heart. I look forward to it. So when I heard that you were filling in tonight, it really made my day. So I'm so honored and thrilled to be able to talk to you tonight.
Well, I'm a bit of a weather geek.
Yeah.
And Bill, of course, a longtime WGN-TV weather producer, storm guru, meteorological master. And I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but do people always say Schneider when they talk to you? Because I always get Schneider. There is no S-C-H in our names.
No, there is not. Right. And I do. And you know, it's not often, but I do. I do on occasion, and it does kind of bother me a little bit. But what bothers me more than that, Wendy, is I'll order, you know, a pizza or I'll order something from a restaurant, and when I go to pick it up and I say, oh, last name is Snyder, and you know how they spell it?
S-Y-N-D-E-R, because
yes,
they do that to me too.
I know, and I look at it and I said, where do you come up with Snyder on that spelling? I don't understand it. I mean, that's Cinder, not Snyder.
Yeah, they flip-flop the Y and the N, and
they
it's
do.
Something that has happened my whole life.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not the only one. So I mean, I'm sure there are other Snyders out there that it's happening to besides the two of us, but yeah, it is. It's interesting how that happens. But
yeah, I always meant to ask you that.
All
right. I was driving in today and I was just loving it. And I was thinking, we really have had a great year weather wise season.
Yeah.
Our winter was not bad.
No, it wasn't. I mean, you know, interestingly, Wendy, it was significantly cooler than last winter. Last winter, I mean, we were living through what I call meteorological nirvana. We enjoyed the warmest winter in 90 years. You know, of course, we had a strong El Nino a year ago that contributed to our warm weather, and that's often a predominant signal when you have a strong El Nino that our weather is going to typically average warmer than normal. But it even exceeded what we were expecting last winter. But you're right. This winter hasn't been bad. It's just been a little bit colder than last year. When you average it all out for the December, January, and February period, we averaged about just under a degree below normal. So, you know, we had a few cold days, but you're right. It wasn't bad. And what's really remarkable is the lack of snow. And I know that there are many people out there that enjoy the snow and certainly our snowplow drivers that try to earn a living plowing snow. I feel for them because they did not have a lot of work this winter. That's for sure.
In fact, there was one morning I was filling in for Bob Surratt and my car wouldn't start, so I had to call an Uber.
Right.
And the guy was a guy who plowed snow, and he was doing Uber instead because he was unable to plow snow this year.
Oh, yeah. It's really remarkable. You know, Wendy, we've had since the start of our snow season, and our snow season typically, you know, we for record keeping, we started at the end of October because typically the average date of our first flakes of snow is on or about Halloween. Usually the first measurable snow occurs within the first couple of weeks in November. But since that time, Wendy, we've only had 14.8 inches of snow.
Wow.
We should have had about 35 inches by now. So we are down about 21 inches for the season right now. And, you know, if we don't get any more snow, which I'm not going to make that prediction this far in advance, because anybody that's lived in Chicago knows that we've had some doozies into early April.
Yeah.
You know, here when we thought winter was over with, and we've gotten, you know, you've seen those funny memes around we're in fall spring and third winter, fourth winter, so forth. So anybody that's lived here knows that we can still get snow into April. But this would be our fifth least snow season on the books here since records began in the late 1800s. So it's really extraordinary, and it's interesting because it's a trend that's gone on for three winters in a row. It started a couple years ago, and we've been well below normal. A normal snow season here in Chicago typically sees about 37, 38 inches, and we're nowhere close to that.
I'm
that's
okay
for sure.
With that, actually.
I'm not complaining either. You know, I as you do, I drive in from the suburbs, and you know, when we have a lot of snow, it certainly makes the commutes much more stressful than they are when there's dry pavement. So I'm not complaining too much myself.
Well, I am going to take a quick break, and then I just want to say that last spring was honestly the first time I felt we've had a spring in a very long time. Because a lot of times it'll just go from ugly and gray, and then boom, it's summer already.
Right.
But we had a gorgeous spring, and as soon as we come back from this break, I want to talk to you about how this spring is going to be.
Sure.
Because I feel like we're going to have another good spring.
I certainly hope so, and it's we're off to a pretty good start. So yeah, that sounds great.
Longtime WGN-TV weather producer, storm guru, and meteorological master Bill Snyder joins us again. So we've had a pretty mild start to our March.
We have, Wendy, and you know what's interesting is I have to go back to what you were saying right before we went to break, and your perception is 100% spot on about last spring. It really was a gorgeous spring. I was looking just through some of the data, and listen to this, Wendy. March was 5 degrees above normal. April was 3 degrees above normal. And May was 4.2 degrees above normal. And in the month of May, 25 of 31 days were at least 70 degrees or warmer. And many of those days we had, we enjoyed temperatures in the 80s. So we had an early taste of summer in May of last year. So you are absolutely spot on, as I figured you were, because of your meteorological knowledge. But
no, because I'm my nerdness. I'm into
you know, it's something, because everybody, weather is all, it's a part of our lives.
Yeah.
Every one of us. So I don't, it's not something that becomes political. I mean, we all have to deal with it in some form or another. So it's interesting. But you're right, though. This March has started out mild. I was looking, the 9 of the first 12 days this month have been above normal. And the month is so far averaging about 41 degrees, which through the first 12 days is about 4.5 degrees above normal. But what's interesting, Wendy, is if you look at the first 12 days last year, we're running about 5.6 degrees cooler. So, if you compare it to a year ago, we're cooler, but relative to normal, it's been mild. With that exception being, if you're downtown, and that was the case today, we've got that body of water called Lake Michigan that's next to us, and it can be a very frustrating sequence of temperatures for areas that are close to the lake. You know, if you're living downtown, right in the heart of downtown, or Highland Park, or Evanston, Waukegan, you feel the impacts of Lake Michigan, because it just takes so long for that water to warm up. And anytime you bring a breeze off the chilly lake waters, it has a huge impact on your temperatures. And today was a classic example, because we had a high officially in the low 50s at both O'Hare and Midway. You know, you're far enough away from the lake for where the lake breeze isn't too impactful. But as you look at areas such as Lincoln Park today, only a high of 43. Deerfield was 44. Highland Park was 44. But as you go into the southwest suburbs, Wendy, Streeter down near, you know, south of here, 65.
Yeah.
Hersher in Kankakee County, 65. Moore, 63. So, you know, you get away from the lake and the impacts of the water, it really does a number on your temperature. And that's what we noticed today. And I think we're going to have a similar situation tomorrow, although the good thing about tomorrow is the breeze off the lake will be won't be as forceful as it was today. So I think that most areas should warm up, you know, regardless of how warm you got today. I think tomorrow will be even warmer for most areas, even those areas that are right along the lake waters.
I like the weather, and I think we had this last spring where it is warm during the day.
Yep.
Because I was, you know, having hot flashes in my house. It was so hot, and then at night it really cools down.
Sure. Oh,
that is so comfortable.
You know what? It's I'll tell you, Wendy, that's a product of low humidity. When you have low humidity, the air is allowed to cool off sufficiently at night. You know, you warm up during the day. The days are very nice and warm and comfortable. But when the humidity is low, your temperature tends to fall close to that dew point. And the dew point is, of course, measures the amount of moisture that's in the air. And so when the dew points are low, your temperature responds accordingly. And so, that was definitely the case last year.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I heard Demetrius Ivory on with Lisa Dent. And do you have a bet going on with him about the warm day that's 2 days away?
You know what? I wanted to make the bet, but he chickened out.
He's a baby.
He chickened out because, you know what? He wants to hold the bragging rights back here in the weather office, because would you believe that our bet back in February, he beat me on the last day of the month. And you know what? It's funny. He's joking with me. He goes, you know what? This is a story I want you to tell at my retirement party, because, you know, we had some cold days in February, you know, certainly in the first half of the month. And so the bet was that it wouldn't hit 55 degrees or warmer the entire month. That was my bet. And I was looking really good, because the temperatures were well below normal for a while there. And, you know, when we made the bet, he goes, watch. It's going to hit 55. It'll hit it on the last day of the month. I'll win the bet, you know, using a sports analogy. I'll hit a last second shot, and it'll hit it on the final day of the month. And would you believe it hit it on the final day of the month? I lost the bet on the last. See, Wendy, I mean, and this wasn't even a leap year. So we didn't have 29 days where I would have lost the bet, you know, with an extra day. This happened on the 28th of the month. So he got me. So I owe him a barbecue brisket sandwich from our favorite barbecue place here in the Logan Square neighborhood.
All right. Well, what's it called?
Smoke Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. I love Smoke.
Yeah. Right over, you know, right on Pulaski between Addison and Irving. Very nice place. We've been going there for years. And so usually our bets consist of the loser buying dinner from Smoke Barbecue. So I will have to buy Demetrius a sliced brisket sandwich from Smoke when, you know, that's what I have to pay.
All right. Well, Friday, what do you think it's going to be? Demetrius is not going to.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Wendy, we're looking at Friday, and if Friday is going to be a wild day, and certainly into the start of our weekend, you know, we are looking at first a strong storm that's going to develop out in the Plain States, and what's going to happen first is it's going to bring a broad southerly flow up here and pump the warmest air of the season. So I think temperatures away from the lake Friday are going to warm into the mid-70s. That'll be the warmest temperatures, Wendy, that we've seen here since last October 30th. We haven't been that warm since the 30th of October when it hit 80. There may be a slight easterly component to the wind on Friday, which would cool areas, you know, again, such as Highland Park, Deerfield, and Waukegan, right along the Illinois-Wisconsin line, Zion, Antioch. Those areas may be only in the mid-60s, but everywhere else is going to warm into the 70s for the first time this year. But, you know, as we say, warm weather this time of the year often comes with a price. And unfortunately, we are outlooked for potential severe weather on Friday night. Most of the area currently is in a level 2 of 5 risk assessed by the Storm Prediction Center. Areas far to our southwest, portions of LaSalle County and so forth are in a level 3, which is an even higher assessment. But the expectation, Wendy, is if you have plans during the day Friday, no problem at all. It's going to be a gorgeous day, albeit a windy day, with a mix of sun and clouds. No precipitation expected, you know, Friday daytime or even as we get into the early evening hours. But the expectation is there will be a complex of storms that will develop somewhere in southern Missouri Friday afternoon, and those storms will race northeastward in our direction later Friday night. The early read is they would arrive here sometime in the neighborhood of between, say, 9 p.m. and midnight or 1 a.m. And, you know, again, with a strong jet stream and a strong storm system aloft, these storms are able to tap into some of that wind energy and bring that down to the surface. So I think if the storms will hold together, our biggest threat is going to be damaging winds. There's a low tornado risk, but what's working in our favor, Wendy, is the timing of the storms. If these storms were coming in about 3 or 4 hours earlier, I'd be much more concerned. But the fact that they're coming in beyond peak heating, you have less instability in the atmosphere, that works to our advantage and will certainly probably minimize some of the impacts. But regardless of how much, you know, how severe the storms are, Wendy, we're going to have a period of strong non-thunderstorm winds that will, you know, develop Friday afternoon and evening, and they will continue at times into Saturday. So even behind the round of storms that move through here late Friday night, we'll have some gusty winds Saturday, and I know that's the big parade day downtown. The good news is I think the precipitation will be out of here early Saturday Saturday morning. So festivities will go on as planned if you can dodge the wind. But temperatures will still be fairly mild. They won't be quite as warm as they will be on Friday, but I think we're looking at mid-60s on Saturday, which nice. Isn't bad. You know, we've certainly been through worse.
Yeah, definitely. Are you having any corned beef and cabbage for St. Patrick's Day?
I just may. I took part in our my local hometown St. Patrick's Day festivities last weekend. They always do it the week before Chicago, and it's always huge, Wendy, because they don't like to compete with Chicago.
Right.
And so I did have a delicious corned beef sandwich last week, but you know what? I just might have another one this weekend because I feel like that's the only time that I eat corned beef is right around St. Patrick's Day.
I know
about you.
I bought a lot of corned beef. My sister's coming over, so there will be five of us.
Wow.
Bill, I don't know why. I bought 9 pounds.
Wow. It sounds like you're going to have some leftovers, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys will be having corned beef sandwiches for the next several days after the weekend.
And
right?
Wendy, you're not Irish.
I have a small portion that is Irish.
David, we're all a little bit Irish this time of the year, you know? I mean, I don't think that doesn't matter.
I
just like corned beef.
Yeah. Who doesn't like corned beef and green beer, right? You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Too. Yep.
Well, Bill, thank you for checking in. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, likewise, my friend. It's great to talk to you as well. And, you know, everybody, we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation on Friday and have subsequent updates on our future weather programs as it gets closer. And the good news is we'll be able to kind of hone in on the situation as our higher resolution models, which they don't go out as far, but they're higher resolution and they have a better handle on just, you know, what the storms are going to do and when they're going to develop. But like I said, that late Friday night period is the one to watch if we're going to get severe weather.
Well, I appreciate that, and we will of course keep you posted here on WGN Radio as well as WGN TV. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Wendy. Take care now.